Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. It truly is an honor and a blessing to be here once again. I thank the Lord for life, health, and strength. Thank Him for blessing me. I give honor to God for His love and kindness of sparing me another day of life through His mercy and grace. I'm honored to be here tonight. Feel a little under the weather, but God's grace is sufficient enough for me. I thank Him for His love and peace He continues to see us through daily. We're going to start out tonight. We're going to take our prayer requests and do our prayer request for all the ones that's in need tonight. And that's everyone. Really, when you go to look at the way this world is shaped and going in the direction that it's going. But we're going to start out by saying that we're going to start out praying for our leaders of the nation, our world leaders, our loving ministry, our bishops, their homes, and their families, our sisters that continue to step up and keep things going in the order as our bishops is not able to continue to do as much as they did. We continue to pray for each and every family that may still be struggling with the virus and going through within the homes. A lot of people suffering from just sickness because of age and other things. We pray for our children that God will touch them in a way that they may see something in someone or within their home that someone is living for Christ in the right way and that they can take a hold of what they see and learn from it and ask God into their life to change them for a better living. We pray for the incarcerated. And we do pray for our police officers. They go through daily. I see some of them and I talk to them and I'll let them know that, you know, we appreciate the job that they're doing because we have bad and we have good. It's like those five police officers up in Memphis that five black police officers beat a young man until death. And it was a sad sight over a little bit of nothing. So it don't matter. We say Black Lives Matter, which it does, but when you have black police officers killing blacks, we have to look at the situation that it don't matter the color or the people. Bad's all around us. Sin is all around us. Evil is all around us. No matter the color of the person or who it may be. And we just want to pray for the families that's going through right now, situations in their lives. Pray for the program. That God will continue to bless, draw people closer, draw people to call, draw more listeners, that we can say an encouraging word, spiritual word, that may increase their faith to let them know that Jesus loves them and Jesus is still saving today. No matter the circumstances, He says, come as you are. You don't have to get yourself cleaned up to come to Jesus. Just come. If you take the step toward Jesus, he'll do the rest. You have to repent, confess your sin, repent, and ask him into your life. And he will open up and come into your life. At this time, we're going to just go into prayer before we get started on the program. Our precious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once again, trusting and believing, giving you honor and praise, because we know that you are the main source for everything that we need, everything that we go through, all of our troubles that we face day in and day out, all of the hurt and pain that families is facing and going through because the love has been lost, Lord. And the ones that used to hold a family together, the glue, they're all gone and passed. And Lord, it's up to us to continue the journey, to teach them in the right way, to try to keep the families together. So many families are pulled apart. But Lord, we know that you're in charge no matter what. We know that you will see us through. We can depend on you. We can trust God because we know his word is true. We ask that you bless all the people that may be listening and involved tonight. We ask that you bless all of our surroundings in a special way. Continue to bless our homes, our relationships and family, and loved ones. Every prayer request, Lord, that's been stated already, we ask you to work in the midst of it all. We give it all to you, Lord, and help self to move out of the way. Let us be led by your Holy Spirit to honor and do the things that you would have us to do, dear God. Give us the right words to say in the right order with respect and love. We ask all of these blessings in the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you right now, dear Lord. All the things you've already done, all you're doing right now, dear Lord. And we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. All because of you, we praise and bless your holy name. Give you honor, glory, and praise in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Excuse me. Allergies is acting up. Got me a little down through these allergies. We're going to start out tonight. Let's see. The Lord's Prayer. Yes. The Lord's Prayer. Praise God. Let's see what we got here as we get prepared for this night in the name of Jesus. He has given us breath for another day. We thank him for all that he's doing. Good late evening, Bishop. Praise the Lord. Good evening, Bishop Armstrong. We got your mic open. Thanking God.
Yeah, I had it on mute.
Oh, okay.
I had it on mute, so I had to get back and get it off.
Oh, okay. Well, you go ahead and take the time and do what you have to do, and we'll come back with it. But we'll go ahead and continue on and do the best that we can to the glory of God.
Amen.
Okay. Let's see. All right. You know, we the program is the family knows best. And when it comes to family, you know, we go through situations with family and we think about it, that God has given us a specific journey and a job within family. And you know, the way a family was back then, you know, you could go to grandma's house, and grandma made sure that everything was all right. Grandpa, you know, but mainly grandmas, they always made sure everything was all right and everything, to whereas, you know, you could have a good time. They made sure you was fed. They made sure that you behaved. They taught you in the right way how to act and everything. And you listened because you knew better. And the thing is, families today don't have that because they have got away from the, you know, we used to call it traditional ways. And we have to look at the situation that the learning that they had back then. They didn't have all of the things that we have that we can study and look at the Word of God and learn from and continue to do research to get a better understanding of the Scripture and just go on living the life that the Lord has led for us. And, you know, the thing was, but they knew how to raise families back then. They knew how to take care of the kids, the grandkids, whatever it was. It was all about family then. But they've got away from family now. I want to read this. Psalms 127, 3 to 5 says, children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Then it says, like arrows in the hands of a warrior or children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opinions in court. Then right here, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 7 says, love is patience. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. So this is what, you know, we look at this situation right here, and we're talking about, you know, things within the family that we have to get away from, that we have to look towards the Lord to help us and guide us. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide. That's why we pray for our families often. That's why we go through situations asking the Lord to wrap his love and mercy around our families and home and children and so on. Because we want to see all of them saved, even though we know that they're not all going to be saved. But this is a prayer that mothers, more than fathers, continue to pray for, ongoing, for the families. And when we look at these situations in life, we want to try to bring the family back closer to one another and just let them know that we love them, that Jesus loves them. There's so many families now you hear about. They're fighting over properties when the parents pass, things that they've never had an involvement with when the parents was living, and they're going through all kind of chaos. And, you know, they just don't have that family love the way that they did years back when we was growing up and younger. But it's up to us as Christians, and not only Christians, the family in general, to be willing to teach the children as they get older how to live, the things to do, in a way that they should do, that they may learn from. First, teach them in the Word of God and give it to them as we used to get when we was younger. One thing about our family, when we was younger, Mom didn't play around. Mom taught us the Lord's Prayer, and that's what we did every night when we went to bed. Everything that we looked at, the Lord's Prayer was what she wanted us to get down every night and say our prayers, because that was what it was all about. And we learned that every night that we got down, that's what we was going to do. So we just went ahead and took it as it was, because when we prayed, and we know that was it. And the Lord's Prayer is for everyone that needs to. This is the thing that you need to learn and teach your children. Pray with them every night. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. This is what we need to make sure that we teach our family about the Lord's Prayer. This is what they need. Jesus teaches his disciples that God is our parent in heaven. That's who we look to. So when Jesus lets us know, doing by the Holy Spirit, how to live in his word, we walk by the word, we talk by the word, we see by the word. Everything that we do is spiritual by the living word of God, because it is true all by itself. It don't need any help from anyone letting them know what the situation is. And then we have, hallowed be thy name, the first of seven requests in this prayer. Hallowed means holy. As we pray this line, we are reminding ourselves that God is separate from us, completely pure and faultless. Here we become aware of our own faults as we adore and worship the living God. Thy kingdom come. God's kingdom is to be done with his ways and order. So here we are asked that God's way happens here as they are fully obeyed in heaven. Thou will be done. The third request in this prayer is that God's will occurs. Here we are aligned. Our will with God's will. We are submitting ourselves to him and asking that his way triumphs in our life. Thy will be done, that God's will be done. Then we go to give us this day our daily bread. We need God in all areas of our life, physical, spiritual, and mental. And this is a daily need. We need to welcome back. We need to come back to God regularly, each day, indeed, many times each day, in many ways. For we can quickly become independent and self-seeking. Jesus reiterates this day dependency when we exhort us. It says when he exhorts us to not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. So it lets us know we don't have to worry about anything past today. Tomorrow will take care of tomorrow. Today will take care of today. This is what we have to worry about, because we might not be here tomorrow. We might not make tomorrow. But Jesus knows our all in all, and we got to depend on him. It says, and forgive us our trespasses. Different versions of this prayer use different words here. Sometimes trespass, debts, or sins. For explanations of this, here we bring to mind the way in which we have failed God and others. And ask the Lord for his forgiveness. So we have failed in areas of our way, and we have to ask for forgiveness. This is an ongoing process daily. Things that we don't recognize or realize that we may do or say, and we have to ask the Lord to forgive us that we may get it right in this lifetime, because we don't know what the future holds for us. We don't know what we're going to face or what the situation is going to be at a later state of time. But what we have to do, we have to trust God in all situations. Right here it says, as we forgive them that trespass against us. As we receive God's forgiveness, we bring to mind another who we feel may have wronged us and pardon them. As we receive God's forgiveness, it says, we bring to mind anyone who we feel may have wronged us and pardon them. So these are the things that we have to do within order. This prayer is saying a lot by itself, letting us know what we have to look at, what we have to consider. When we pray to the Lord, he's given us what we need, and he continues to see us through. And it says, and lead us not into temptation. The sixth request in the Lord's Prayer is not to be in a place where temptation might overwhelm us. It is not wrong to be tempted or tested. Jesus was. It is wrong to give in to this temptation. So we have to realize the wrong in all of this. We're going to be tempted. We're going to go through some tests and trials and things in our life. But we can't just throw our hands up and just give in to it. We got to call on the Lord and ask him for his help daily, constantly in our lives, because he knows everything that we've been through, everything that we're going through. He's then walked this earth and knows the things that we can and we can't take. We have to trust him in everything in our lives. continue to hold on. Like I said, the song says, I trust in Jesus. We have to truly trust in Jesus to see us through and what we go through daily. We're going to be tested by people. We're going to be go through temptation through women or whatever it may be in our life, TV shows we look at. Temptations all around us. It's up to us not to put ourselves in the position to be tempted by things in life. And sometimes you don't have to put yourself in a position. It just comes to you. We have to continue to look to the Lord to help us through it all. And it says, but deliver us from evil. Okay, deliver us from evil. The final request is for protection by our Father in heaven. When Jesus was tempted by Satan, he declared, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. This is the NIV version. It says, in times of trial, Jesus recognizes the Lord as his source of deliverance. Likewise, we are to depend on God when evil is at our door. If Jesus recognizes that he had to call on the Lord too when he walked this earth, he's letting us know this is the source of our living. This is the source of our everyday life, that we can call on God because we can trust him. We can trust God no matter what when we can't trust anyone else. It may seem like things is not happening in the way that you feel or the way that you want it to happen. But guess what? God's in charge, and he's never been late on anything that he has done for us. He's always been an on-time God. He's always been faithful. He's always seen us through situations in our lives, even when we couldn't see it. Sometimes he's worked in situations in my life to where I've been praying for something, and he'd already worked that thing out. And before I realized it and started to think about it, I'm like, I don't even know what has happened. But I do thank you, Lord, because I know it was you. And you've then worked in the situation and worked it out and just passed on by. And I'm sitting here thinking on it, and I'm like, thank you, Lord, because I know it was you. If it hadn't have been for you, it would have never been worked out in the way that we feel it should. It might not be the way that we wanted it, but whatever way God works it out is the best way for us. And that's the way we learn from it, by trusting him. At every word, every promise that he has given us, he's been faithful. He's never been slack in his doing. So we can depend on God no matter what. And then this right here, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever, amen. The prayer finishes with a closing doxology. That is a hymn of praise to God. Not all versions of the Lord's Prayer include this, as many biblical scholars believe that this was added at the latter day. But whatever and however, God knows best. He gave us everything we needed. And we prayed this prayer every night before we went to bed when we was growing up. Mama would get us in there, and we'd have to get down and say our prayers. But before we said this prayer, she'd pray. And it seemed like we were never going to get up off of our knees when Mama got to pray and the Lord, all of his goodness and mercy that he had done. I mean, she prayed and prayed and prayed, and we'd be sitting there just about some time to fall asleep. And then after she got done praying, she made sure that we said the Lord's Prayer to finish up the prayer for the night. Excuse me. And this is why it's important for us to teach our children. If we teach them and they know these things that they can learn from, letting them know that this is who they have to call on in the time of troubles, in the time of need, in the time of help, in the time of sickness, in the time of letdowns in their life, look to Jesus. Call on him, and he will answer prayer. He will see you through. So we know through the word of God that his word is true all by itself. Don't need no help from nobody else. All we have to do is read it and continue to do research to learn more about it and trust him in everything that his word says. Because I believe everything. I had a friend that told me when I worked together in the furniture factory, and she told me, she said, you know, said, I read the Bible, and I believe it, so, but some things in there is hard for me to believe. When the fish swallowed Jonah, she said, I just can't believe that. I said, but what you don't understand, what the word says, that fish was prepared. When God prepares something, anything can happen because he makes it possible for it to happen. His way, his will. We might not be able to understand, but when God does it, we have to take him at his word. Not some of his word, but all of his word, because he said it. You know, there's a lot of people I used to talk to when they come to me when I first got saved. They know I didn't know much about, you know, anything, and they come and start asking me questions, and I told them, I said, man, I don't know. I said, I just got saved. I'm still learning myself. And they say, well, didn't such and such say this or say that? I told them, I said, I don't know. Yeah, I believe it did. I believe it said this and that. I told them, I said, all I can do is find out. And I said, I know enough people to find out for you, and I can let you know. And I'd read, you know, and read and study, you know, and things like that. But I was just learning just like, you know, everybody else that was just starting out. So a lot of people would try to tell you things to deceive you that's not even Christian people. They feel that they know more about God's word than you do, in which there is some that lived it and did know it and got back out from it and everything, and they know a little bit about things, but not everybody can tell you something and you believe what they say, because we have to be careful on this, the word of God. Family, bring a child up in the way that it should go. We have to be careful on these things that we teach our children around us, our families around us. And see, the problem is we don't talk about Jesus enough around our family like they did when we was younger growing up, because they definitely talked about Christ. And you definitely was going to church whether you wanted to or not. You lived in the household, it didn't matter how old you was, you getting out of that bed and you going to church, or you getting out of the house one. You weren't just going to sit there and lay around and not do nothing. they didn't go along with that back then. So we have to continue to teach our children the right way, our families and loved ones, to let them know we're not trying to push anything on you, but we want to see you do better. We want to see you live better. And we just want you to understand that Jesus loves you, and we do too. That's why we do and we say the things that we do, because it's all about him. It's nothing good that we've done to deserve anything. But through his grace and mercy, he did it all and gave us an opportunity to be a part of it. So we learn as we go. And me, I'm learning every day still yet. And I'll continue to be learning until the day he calls me home. And I thank God for that, because I tell people, I'm surrounded with a group of people that I can always go to someone and ask something if I don't understand it or if I don't get it. I mean, I'm surrounded by enough people. I have no excuse whatsoever. Whatever happens that's not right is on me, because I let it go. I did it. It's not because I don't know or I don't have enough people to go find out about, because I have too many people that I can find out things about, and then I can read it and research it for myself. And that's what it's all about, surrounding yourself with the right people, surrounding yourself with God's people, and continuing to pray, have a prayer life, ongoing prayer life, not just pray today and then 2 or 3 days later because things is going on, you have to pray again. This is an ongoing situation. You might have to pray 2 or 3 times a day. You just don't know sometimes how it might take you to that point. But one thing I say, we can always depend on God, because he is our all in all. He is our help, our source of need. He's our source. His son Jesus died for you, me, that we may have an opportunity to live and not die. Whatever we choose is up to us. He let us make our own decisions. It's our own free will and how we want to live, what we want to do, what we want to get out of this life. So we have no excuse, because the word has been shared. God has given his people what they need to give to you, and you have no excuse as well as the next person. So we all know that Jesus, the Christ, is the source of all of our being. Praise the Lord, Bishop. I see you opened up on your mic. We'll open up and let you speak out a little bit on something. And we thank God for you.
Yeah, well, I thank God for you and the way the Holy Spirit has led you tonight. And one of the things that a lot of us don't think about, that's the prayer that Jesus taught the disciples. And the disciple asked Jesus, how should they pray? And he wanted them to teach them how to pray. And that's what he did. And some of us now, we think that we have to have that long, drawn-out prayer. Got to be long. And we got to say all those things. But he kept it simple. He hit every need that the disciples would have and that we have. One, he let us know that our Father who art in heaven, where God is, and he said, hallowed be thy name. And that name is the name above all names.
Yes.
And I mean, he set it up real And that's what we prayed as a child. We prayed
yes.
that prayer. And that's what, whenever, I can't say we departed in the way we did. We departed mm-hmm. from the prayer. And
yes.
Then we got so high and mighty about prayer. So we would pray on and on and on. And all around what
so
I call
true.
Robin Hood born.
Yes.
And then we expect God to bless us and all of that. But Jesus kept it clear. He thanked God for the food.
Yeah. That's
for
right.
For the food. Our daily bread. He thanked him for that. And he thanked him in terms of him having given us the opportunity to repent. Repent.
Yes.
We confess our sins. And he told us how to forgive. If we
yes.
want to be forgiven, we got to have to forgive others. And
right.
that forgiveness is very important, because if we don't do the forgiveness piece, what happens? That we start hating. We start having physical problems. Emotional problems, and Jesus, he knew what to say to address the things that in our lives that we will be confronted with in time, and also what did he say again? Whenever he dealt with the enemy,
mm-hmm.
he dealt with the enemy, and he knew we were going to be tempted also.
Yes,
and
he
asked him, lead us not into temptation.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same breath, but deliver us from the enemy. And some translations say the evil one.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew that the enemy is going to be trying to tempt us.
Oh, yeah.
And he gave us that power and authority. I mean, it was awesome. And as I was listening to you, that's what was coming in my spirit. And it was just awesome how Jesus, we always say he paid it all.
Yeah.
But not only paid it all, he gave us the pathway to be able to walk through it all.
Sure did. Sure did. Praise
and
Lord.
That shows that we are more than conquerors. Because he conquered everything, every problem he laid out. He conquered it just in that Lord's Prayer. So we don't have to go back and deal with all that stuff that he took care of. If we go through it and pray the way that he taught us. And it's awesome whenever you were praying, my mind went back. It went back and how true that prayer is. Nothing but the truth.
It really is.
And if we, that's right. And if we pray it with that type of understanding, we will be delivered. We won't have to go to nobody to tell us that he or she going to deliver us.
Yes.
That prayer delivers us from everything, just the Lord's Prayer.
Everything that we need to make it, he's
that's
given
right.
to us that prayer.
And like you said earlier, family. That's where I learned it. That's where you learned it.
Me too.
In the family.
Definitely.
Yeah, we had to get down on our knees. Yeah, sometimes we wanted to get up from there. But
that's right.
Now when we look back now, we thank God for that time.
Yes,
we
do.
Thank God for
it. It was so yeah. precious to us, and we didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Let us see. And here is what we have to continue to do in family to teach the kids, because they've got away from a lot of this. And it's up to us to continue it on in the way that we were brought up into it. And just maybe it'll reach our children again to where they'll be able to see it and use it. And if you get enough of them to pray that prayer every night, get their children down on their knees and explain and talk to them about it, give them a little bit of meaning about it and everything, I believe that this world could change a little bit. Have as many killings. You'd have more love. You'd have more people caring for one another. And you'd be able to draw families back together from being apart now. Because this prayer, it did a whole lot when we was growing up for us and family. Because families were a whole lot closer in coming together. They had their problems, just like any family would. But it wasn't in the way now to whereas you go through situations, the parents scared of their children, scared of what their children might do to them, letting their children talk any kind of way to them and everything now, to whereas back then that didn't happen. You know your place as a child, and you better stay in your place as a child. Or else you knew what was coming. And you had respect taught behind it to whereas you know how to talk to the older generation. You know how to respect them. Yes, sir, no, sir. And when you went to someone's house to play, you know how to act there.
That's right.
You were kids, you got into it with the other children.
That's right.
But before it all was over with, you did made up plan and life and then going on again. Now they want to pull out a gun, a knife or something.
Yeah.
End it all. So, you know, that's we learned to keep it together when we were younger. And we did not miss a night without getting down on our knees to say that prayer. And if Mama wasn't in there to pray with us, she got us down, and that's the prayer we prayed before we went to bed. She said, y'all go in there and say your prayers, go to bed. And you knew that prayer. You went ahead and you said that prayer, and you went on to bed like you were supposed to and everything. So family means everything. And family need to come together. And it's nothing but pray that prayer. Talk about what that prayer means to you in your life as you're living this life. And it can bring family back together again because they start to realize that that prayer says it all. And it is love and prayer for the family. So we thank God for everything that he continues to give us. Whether we recognize it sometimes or not, he's always got something for us to whereas we just got to be willing to pick up and use it for his glory and honor and share it with someone that's in need. There's so many people in need right now of something. And I try to tell them when I see some, how you doing today and everything, they look like they're down and out, and they speak, Jesus loves you. I love you too. And some people just smile at me like I'm crazy when I say it. But it's true. And there's no use in me worried about how a person feels about it. Because it's up to them whether they believe it or accept it. I'm just doing what the Holy Spirit leads me to do because I know that Jesus do love them, and I have to have that love in my heart to love too. And we just go on and keep it moving and just put them in God's hands and pray for them. It's like today I was walking home somewhere in the store, and last night I went out to Walmart, I believe it was, and went to walk in the store, and a lot of people were speaking and everything, and this one man was coming in, and I spoke to him, "How you doing, sir?" And he looked at me and just turned his head and walked on, and I just laughed. I said, "Help him, Lord," and walked on and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't. Mm-hmm. So blew up, got mad, and everything, and then my day would have been messed up if I let that
get to
me. But little things like that, we can't let it to us, because you're going to face many different situations in your life. Some's going to be good, some's not going to be so good, but we can't let that get us to the point that we hindered by it and we lose our blessing. We just have to keep on moving and trusting God, because I don't know what he might have been going through. I don't know what he was thinking.
Right.
As long as I did and said what I did and went on, all I knowed, I was all right with it. So that was the blessing for me, to just go ahead and say what I had to say and move on. So I thank God for it, because years back in my life that I was out into the world, I would loud talk a person if I spoke to them and they didn't say nothing and get mad, get all blew up. All I did was raise my blood pressure up, getting upset over something, end up feeling bad myself. And I said, "Well, Lord, I don't have time for this now, because I'm your child. I just do what I'm led to do by the Spirit of God and keep the happiness going, because I can't let myself fall in that trap. The enemy's working strongly, trying to break us down any kind of way he can through anybody that he can." And I said, "Lord, just help me to move on. Help me not to fall for these situations, because I don't want to be that person I once was. You changed me for the better, and I want to be better. Even though I know I'm going to go through some tests and some trials, I know who's on my side. I know who I can call on. And when I can call on Jesus, that makes everything all right. I'm all right with it." So, family, we have to continue to pray for our families, our loved ones, and just continue to trust God that however he works in their life, that, you know, they'll take hold to it. Because, like I said, our family is not going to be saved, whether we want them to or not. But there's some that need it and some that want it, and we just have to continue to encourage them and let them know that Jesus is the way, the only way.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Oprah said one time before on TV, it was years back, I don't know how she's thinking now, but she said years back, there's many ways to get to Jesus. And I listened to that. I said, "This woman must be crazy." I said, "I don't know what she's thinking about. There's many ways to get to Jesus, but she's talking about many ways to be saved other than trusting in Jesus through faith." I said, "Lord," I said, "help her, because you have a lot of people. They say things that deceive people, and people begin to believe it because of who they are. They're higher up and situations of respect of the person that they are. And people begin to believe that." It's like that one comedy woman years back. She got on stage, won a big-time award and everything, and she spoke out, and she said, "Yes, and I hear everybody thanking God for, you know, blessing them to win this award and all that." She said, "Yes, and God didn't win this reward for me. I said, I won this on my own. I went through the hard work and sweat and everything." Well, a few months after that, all of her TV shows or series where she was supposed to have been on canceled because of what she said. And she messed around there, and things went downhill for her. Excuse me. And then she got to thinking.
Mm-hmm.
She said later on, when they did an interview with her, and they asked her about what she said, what she thought. She said that she went about things in the wrong way, the way that she said it. And she said all she has going for her now is her sitting at home with her dog and no TV shows that picked her up to do any more things within the TV shows and things. And she looks like she's aged 10 years older than what she was after she had mentioned that God didn't do something for her, that she did all of this hard work on her own. She wasn't looking at what God had blessed her with and how he blessed her through. Nice home, everything that she had. And when she spoke down on it, it broke everything down to show her who was in control. And when she spoke on the interview saying that she hate that she said the things she did in the way that she did, then I guess it made her recognize that it wasn't all about her. God broke her down to let her see who was in charge. And, I mean, she was a big-time lady in the comedy and white lady in the comedy and stuff like that, all over TV and everything. And I haven't seen this lady in no TV shows, commercials, or anything after all this years past. And I said, people got to be careful of the things that they say when they're talking about God, because when God does something for you and you don't acknowledge that it was him and you start thinking about self and self-will, what self did, you're messing up. And I said, she did. But I said, God knew. He's still in control of my life. And I'm glad, I'm thankful, because as long as I'm led by the Holy Spirit to do God's will, I'm going to do my best and continue on this journey, trusting him through all things, because there's no other way to go. This is the best life that I have lived for Christ that I can say. And I thank God that I'm a part of this great salvation that he shared through his son to give me an opportunity and choose me to be part of. And I'm going to hold on like I've never held on before, because I know that he has given me everything that I need right now to get by with. And I trust him at his every word. Well, Bishop, I believe we got 2 minutes. I'll let you finish us off.
Well, I will finish us off in a prayer, because what was put in my spirit years ago is not prayer out of the schools. It's prayer out of the home.
Amen.
And
yes, it is.
And that was the way that the devil used to confuse us. And
yes,
so whenever we look at the foundation is not school. The foundation is the home.
Yes.
All right. Almighty everlasting creator, we thank you. Because you're the one that knitted us together when we were in our mother's womb. You're the one connected us to the physical body. You're the one that put your spirit in us. And you're the one that ordained family, the husband, the wife, or the male and female. You didn't call them husband and wife back then. You male and female. And you told them to be fruitful and multiply. To be fruitful and multiply means to procreate. And that means you have to teach the children that which you procreated.
Yes.
You have to take responsibility for it. And in the olden days, early on, it was the head was the father. And the mother taught the children, nurtured them. And the father, he provided. He was the provider. So people saw the roles. The children did what they saw. And now today, whenever everything is all turned upside down, when everything, people don't know what the truth is. People are confused. They see two men with children. They see two women with children. And the children are saying, calling one their mama and one their daddy, which is out of sync with the role. And Almighty God, we don't hate them. We don't dislike them. Because all we're doing is following your word, your teaching. And we will carry on a conversation with them as the Holy Spirit leads us. And we thank you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that guides us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit here tonight as it led us and led the lead host you put in his spirit to deal with the Lord's Prayer. And, oh God, as we reflect back on it, we see that it is foundational. And your beloved Son, the Messiah, when the disciples asked him to teach them to pray, that's the way he taught them. And he was in right relationship with you. And that's what you gave him to give to the disciples who gave it to us. And we just thank you and praise you. And we thank you for the host pastor. Yeah, he's not ordained, but he has a pastoral spirit. He's reaching out to the people, and he cares for the people that he wants to give them words that they can use in their daily living. In your beloved Son's name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, praise sir. God. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We appreciate it so much.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Mm-hmm.
That long until we come together again, the Lord for you. And I always pray for you and your family.
Yeah, I always pray for the bloggers
because
they're the ones that God sent, because I couldn't do this by myself.
Yes,
God said,
if I
do the ministry. All right.
Okay, then.
All right.
I will be talking to you. Shalom.
Shalom. Until tomorrow. Tomorrow is, again, family. Would you believe that tomorrow's prayer time, tomorrow night, the prayer is about family?
That's 8 o'clock, right?
Some reference. Yep.
Oh, it's working. All right. Be there. Praise God.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.